Now back to the City Current Radio Show, hosted by Jeremy Park.
Welcome back to the City Current Radio Show. I'm your host, Jeremy Park. We're honored to be joined by our next guest who gets to talk about CSR, helping nonprofits, tying in the entertainment industry to give back as well. Here with us is Lucia Folk. She's the president and CEO of The Change Agency. So, Lucia, how are you doing?
Great. I'm glad to be here.
You have a really cool story. So before we start diving into your work now, give us a little precursor in terms of CMT and your background kind of launching in and tying in public affairs and then even on your end, one country with CMT. So give us a little bit
of background. Yeah, happy to do it. So I had the privilege of working at CMT Country Music Television for 16 years. It was so fun. It was a great job. I started there in the marketing department and got to send trucks and trailers all over the country to go see festivals and fairs. And that was really fun. But when they launched their public affairs department, I had a love for nonprofit work. I had a master's degree in nonprofit management and was lucky enough to secure the position to build that department over 12 years and really establish CMT's public affairs presence, not only here in Nashville, but across the country and try our engagement with our viewers. So it was so fun. And I got to sort of be a startup in a safe environment there. So it was great.
Yeah. Give me maybe one favorite. I mean, you can't really like pick a favorite, but give us one cool story out of all that.
I think one of my coolest stories, we talked about one country, you mentioned it, but we also did something called CMT Empowering Education. And so we actually partnered with about 2009 when everybody started paying attention to rural America and the fact that jobs were going away, et cetera. We partnered with the American Association of Community Colleges and the Appalachian Regional Commission for a commitment to action at the Clinton Global Initiative to go to the most rural communities and sort of help get people to think about going to community college, because community colleges are really great at a lot of things, but marketing is not necessarily their first hat, right? And so we wanted to use, quote unquote, the cool factor, if you will, of CMT to talk to people who might have not thought about community college. So we, our very first one was in Hazard, Kentucky. I will let you know that on behind me, you will see I am actually a Duchess of Hazard framed by the mayor there. Not as cool as a Duke, but you know, I'll take it. And we had an event and we invited all people there from the community. It's a former coal mining town, 8,000 coal miners out of jobs, et cetera. And we brought a up-and-coming artist named Courtney Cole. She's amazing to play. But the whole piece was, we want to celebrate your town. And country music's built on small communities like yours. And we want you to know about some amazing things happening here. So we took three stories of former coal miners who had retrained at their community college. And they were willing to, one, be recorded for like a two-minute video, but then two, let us bring them up on stage and sort of showcase we could ask them the questions that we thought maybe people might not be comfortable. Like, were you nervous to go back in the classroom at 50? How did you pay your bills while you did this? Right. And so from that conversation, people were like, oh, did you know they have mortgage assistance for 18 months? And yes, it's much easier to sit in the classroom than it is in a mine. Right. And a 50-year-old, 18-year-olds look up to you. So it was really inspiring and amazing. And it was like taking a different look at things in a positive way and sort of really celebrating that community. And after we left, about 3 weeks later, everybody was asked that could get a picture with Courtney Cole, and the president of the college had come to my office to pick it up. And the cool thing is that also broke down the barrier of him being sort of this high level, you know, president. He's from the area. He's very down to earth. And he said, did you know we've got some of these things? You don't have to go back to school for 4 years, but you can be a lineman in 9 weeks, et cetera. About 3 weeks later, they'd filled all their career and technical colleges with coal miners, former coal miners. And that increased in trajectory and they reopened part of their college. And we did that in 26 different markets. So I think that is sort of the power of using a brand and people doing good work in the community to sort of get the word out there in a different way.
Well, and I think it also really is a powerful example of what you're doing now. And when you take a look at everything you're doing now in terms of helping nonprofits, aligning brands, working in CSR, even the entertainment industry still, it's a great segue to what you're doing now. So describe how you describe the Change Agency.
Well, the Change Agency is a product of my partner in crime and I. Her name's Lisa Chater. We met at CMT. We like to call ourselves rabble rousers and troublemakers, but for good. She ran press at CMT for years and has been an independent publicist in the entertainment industry. I knew the nonprofit and the corporate sector side. And we just knew that brands and artists all have the power to affect change in ways that can be for good or for bad. And we really wanted people to sort of be able to think about how they can move the needle in really strategic ways. And so we have an entertainment side of business, and we also have a corporate side. So we've been able to partner on some pretty amazing things. And when we launched, we didn't realize that the national nonprofits would come calling and ask us sort of help them think through some of their marketing. So we've been lucky enough to work with, our first client was Habitat for Humanity International. So we felt really privileged for that. And we're working with the National Office of the American Red Cross and their blood division, but we're also working with a local healthcare company here and did some work with Fiona Prine. So I'm happy to talk about those two pieces if you'd like to hear about those.
Yeah, I mean, give us a little bit, when you talk about just kind of your work with them, give a little bit of a teaser of just kind of how you like to, one, start with the questions and kind of set the expectations and goals, and then how you start kind of formulating the customized strategy. So walk us through a little bit of your special recipe, your secret sauce.
So it's basically, I always start with their mission first. I think that's the training of sort of any good nonprofit executive or any company executive is what's your mission and what's your culture like? And then what do you want to do? And how do we not only just align that about sort of doing it in the community, but strategically aligning it with the skill set of your employees? And it's also about what the company wants to do. So the healthcare company we were working with has already done some pretty amazing work in the community, but they've got hospitals and rural communities across the US. And so they kind of needed an audit of like, what are we doing well? Because when you're, a lot of times this is ad hoc and done by a volunteer committee, if you will, and you can take it only so far there, but thinking about sort of benchmarking against other people in the space, do you do employee matching? Do you have a way for employees to give? What are your charitable contributions? Are you sort of spreading them all around, or have you thought through sort of specific buckets you want to support because they make sense for your industry? And then also, how can you align the talents of your employees in a smart way to volunteer, and not just volunteering sort of in traditional ways, which are awesome, but also maybe skills-based volunteering or serving on a local board and giving that impact in a different way? So it runs the gamut. And so we really want to listen to sort of what they're thinking about. And then some people just don't know what they don't know, right? They don't know the checklist. So we sort of go through that with them and say, what have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? And then the entertainment side, it came out of something really terribly sad, but Fiona Prine lost her husband, John Prine, who is a huge, superstar in lots of ways, in that from the music community, and also was just a passionate advocate for people's rights. And she, Lisa and I met her right at the beginning of this pandemic. And we actually, right after we met with her, she had to call us because she had contracted COVID. So we were having to sort of follow the health department rules. Fortunately, Lisa and I did not contract it. And we know that Fiona did. And then unfortunately, John didn't survive it. And so we saw some things going on in our state legislature that we thought we could really call attention to, because Tennessee was only one of five states in the entire country that had not expanded the access to absentee voting with COVID or the fear of COVID as an excuse. And all the research from our friends at Think Tennessee showed us that there's plenty of money in the budget, there's ability to do it, so why wouldn't you make it available? This is a basic human right. So we reached out to Fiona and said, you may not want to do this, but if you feel compelled, we think your voice, as someone who's experienced this personally, would carry a lot of weight. And we were able to have her speak to the committee. Unfortunately, the committee ruled it down, but a judge upheld there were three lawsuits at the time. So right now, all Tennesseans can request absentee votes while this injunction is happening from this judge. The Secretary of State has gone back against it, but it was basically letting people know that this is happening. And so there was a petition, people could sign up to let our legislators know that they want this access, and it's not partisan, and just be able to elevate her voice and speak on behalf of all Tennesseans who fear this disease and want to have access to their fundamental right to vote, which was just incredibly generous of her to do and partner with us on.
I'm thinking, going back to the CSR side, especially, there's so many trends. Social impact is now mandatory. When you look at, businesses and being purpose-driven, consumers are making purchasing decisions based on it. Employees are choosing where to work based on it. There's so many things that come into that spectrum. And I think to your point, you know, whether it's the skills-based volunteerism, modified work schedules, there's so many things that I would say are innovative now that are giving companies a blueprint to really be successful with the CSR. Give me maybe one or two of your favorite ideas or tricks or things that you always like to recommend, kind of putting on your speaker hat. What are one or two just top of mind CSR things that you think companies really need to do and have a focus on?
I think they need to listen to their employees, right? So I think you need to reach out to their employees, because traditionally, a lot of times things are led from the top, and it's maybe a pet project of someone in leadership, or which could be an amazing project, but you really want to sort of see what your employees want. And especially, I think what's so wonderful about millennials and Gen Z is that they're demanding it, to what your point earlier, is that they can choose to go to any law firm if they're looking at a law firm. Why not go to one that offers more pro bono paid hours, right? That you can actually do some things there. So I think that is the first thing, is listen to your employees and see what they're wanting, because that will only guide you the right way. The other is get in the lane of things that don't spread things too thin. I think the hardest thing is to say no, but really sort of figure out from your employees and also sort of the mission of your company areas where you can make a stronger impact, and go sort of deep and really sort of long-term versus sort of shallow and wide. I think those are the really key elements. But basic things are paid time off for volunteering. That's an easy thing to do. It also really helps with corporate culture and sort of having people from different areas of the company volunteering on company time. It helps build rapport amongst them. It also lets younger employees have access to higher level employees, and is good sort of in ways for the business as well as for sort of the sake of volunteering.
Yeah, and you can track all of that, and that becomes a big part of your corporate story. And I think there's so many benefits, to your point, of just having some structure and strategy around it, but you can really create some powerful opportunities for growth on all fronts. What's something that you, because you on your end still serve heavily with nonprofits, so you're doing it as a corporate entity, but you're also personally doing it as well. What's something that you've learned throughout starting your own business that has carried with you in terms of making you stronger to be able to help and serve nonprofits and make a bigger difference?
I might reverse that a little bit. I think I've learned a lot about business by serving on boards, on nonprofit boards, beyond what I learned at CMT. So I think that has been, you know, I think everyone says, you know, you receive more than you give when you volunteer. And I think that's true. I think my involvement in nonprofits, one, because of my passion for it, but also because it was predicated a bit by my job. But, you know, I've been lucky enough to serve on Hands On Nashville, Arts and Business Council, Habitat Boards, and chair all of those. And I'm currently chairing Second Harvest, which is experiencing 40% more demand every day on food because of this pandemic, right off the tornado. So I have met business people that I would have never met. And had access to people that I would not have had access to. Because, you know, there's always time, talent, and treasure. And I'm more of the talent side and time. I'm less on the treasure, if you will. So you're having access to people who are making big decisions in this community and beyond. But also you're learning sort of through that, board structure of how to sort of get people around the same decision and make big choices about things. And so I think that has been hugely beneficial for me as I've started my business, and sort of just for a network of people to sort of have exposure to me that would not have just if you stayed within the traditional entertainment or music circles that CMT is in. And I think that has been great for me, and also just not just from a career wise, but just from a perspective wise. I've met people who, you know, run the gamut and have really different experiences and perspectives on things, which has been really helpful to me personally as well. I think that's one of the things that makes Nashville special, is that people are so connected into the community, and I want us to keep that special sauce as we grow, because I think that's why people come here and stay here.
So for those who want to reach out and learn more about everything you're doing with the Change Agency, go ahead and talk about website, phone number, social media. Where do we go to learn more?
So it's the Change Agency. This is the tricky part. Marketers are like, why'd you do this? The Change Agent with a T in it, CY.com. My phone number is 615-476-6021. You can email me at Lucia, Lucia, F as in Frank, OLK, the Change Agent with a T, CY.com.
Lucia, thank you for all you do, you and your team, and thank you for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
Appreciate it. So nice to meet you, Gary.
This has been a production of the City Current Radio Show. To learn more, visit citycurrent.com and follow the conversation on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle or hashtag CityCurrent. Then tune in each Sunday morning across the Cumulus Media Nashville Network.